it's from a diet approval. If you look carefully, what happened about this year, you'll see that this Yom Kippur, this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is a little bit different than the year before. We know in the Chumash Bereishis we have a Moed B'Demayis with Yankov Avinu, that Yankov had the koyach to fight with the Malach. And not only to fight with the Malach, but Kisarisim Lekim Vatuchol. Yankov Avinu had the koyach. He's a Nivra. He comes from Atatum from Amama. He's a boss of Adom. And Afal Pikein, he had the koyach to beat up a Malach. And what type of a Malach? A Malach that's a Sichli Nivra. What is a Malach? A Malach is a Shik Seichel. A Yankov the Nivra, the human being, had the koyach to overcome and to beat a Malach. How did he do it? What was the ingredients? The pasuk itself says the answer. It's because it says, Vayivose Yankov Levade, because Yankov stood alone. When you stand alone and you know there's no one to lean on, only on yourself, all of a sudden you realize there's no one that's going to help you. And your carcass open up and it comes out such mighty dig a carcass because there's no one to be silent. If two people have a fight and one of the tzadim has somebody else to help him, each one doesn't use his carcass that much. Mashengen, if it's one against one, each side uses all his fire. Because it's by your boss and Yankov Levado. If Yankov has to stand himself and fight against the Malach, then he's Matzliach. Why? Because he's a father, he's by himself. In Lakewood especially, I didn't have to speak of the Dhamma in Adelphia, but in Lakewood, the Degish is by Yavosi Yankov, a father. When we went to Davin Rosh Hashanah, you just felt that it's just not the same anymore. It's Levada, you're by yourself, you have to do it by yourself. There's no one that's going to help you. Especially a lot of Kehilas, a lot of Rosh Hashivas left the belt, a lot of Grace of Siddish Rabbeim left the belt. And the Negish in the Tzibur is Levada. It's by Yavosi Yankov, Levada. The Klai Yisrael by themselves. The leaders are going to just very, very few, the actual redemption. But it's by Yavosi Yankov, Levada, you have to do it by yourself. And because it's Levada, because you're by yourself, therefore all your carcass can open up, you can do it. Last time, the last shmur that I said, and the last Zman, was about, I want to bring up one Akuda, what I mentioned then. I told you a minor about the Indian of Melech, Oizen, Mashiach, Umogin. There's four levels. There's Melech, that's Rosh Hashanah. Oizen is Aseret Shemei Tshuva. Umashiach is Yom Kippur. Umogin is Hashanah Rabba. We're in the middle of the days of Oizen. Then comes the day of Mashiach. Mashiach is the day you get help. This day that you get help with Titus HaLev and Titus HaNeshama and get free from all your Chatoyim and Gans and Shrad. And you're all your old shibudim and you can get out of all your habits, also in Shayahav. It's with one word, it says, B'fnei Hashem Tikhori. And I want to bring out the Valdiki Makuda from Rabbi Itzel Petterberg, from the giants of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, from the five great Talmidim, of what's supposed to be the attitude on Yom Kippur, of B'fnei Hashem. What does it mean, B'fnei Hashem Tikhori? The Medrash says, Yomim Yutzorim V'lo Yechabahem. Hashem made a lot of days, but V'loi, to him, is Echad Mehem. The Evesh is one day that the Evesh likes more than all the other days. And that's Yom Kippur. She'ein l'cho yoyim she'chovev u'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one day in the Bria that's chovev u'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the day that the Evesh is Mo'ethu v'saleach the Klal Yisrael. Now why is it? And what's our avoid and what's our hegeshim? What are we supposed to do in Yom Kippur? How are we supposed to be zechav v'lifnei Hashem t'toru? The Pasuk in Tillim says like this. Dovr HaMelech said like this. Miz in Lamaches. Miz Mala Dovr LaHaskin. Dovr HaMelech was masking his tzoris. And everybody knows Dovr HaMelech wrote his sefer. It says Miz Mala Dovr means he had Ruach HaKodesh first. If it's not Mizmar, it wasn't. If it's Miz Mala Dovr, it was. Or rest of Ruach HaKodesh came afterwards. And he says like this in the third pasuk. Ein Misayim B'Psari. There is no Shleimus in my Bosa. My Bosa is not the Shleimus. Because you stuffed me, you gave me punishment. Ain shalom ba'atzamai. There is no shlemus in my bones, because of my avoidance. So the shayla is, the yalkut is, what's vain David HaMelech? What's bothering him? So it says like this. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. La'odom sha'over b'nahor v'raglov shekois u'masoi olov. The Medrash tells us, the yalkut says, that it's a marshal to a person that was going in the river. And his feet were eingesunken in the blotter, in the mud of the river. And there was a Moedige Masse on top of him, and he couldn't go weiter. His feet are sunk into the ground, and he has a tremendous pegel on his shoulders, and he can't go. He doesn't know what to do. Omerloi said, I tell him, Nareina, you know what you should do? Take off the pegel on your shoulders, throw it away, and then take your feet out of the depths of where you are Arangivorzat, Arangizunkin, and you'll be able to walk out of the north. Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Yevusha tells Klal Yisrael, you're saying, Ki Avonoseinu Ovru Roshenu, Klal Yisrael, you're crying that our Avedis is so much that we can't get Zechaneitze. Zok the Yevusha, Yaziv Rosh Hadakai, throw off the peckle and then you'll be able to go out. Moshteta. And what does that do? What's been Dover HaMelech Moshteta on the Yalvi? It's a bit of the long Yisrael. This Yisrael you have to know. There are two types of Yetzer Hodes. And if you think about yourself, you'll see it's 100% true. There's a Yetzirah that you're born with. It's a Teva. Everybody knows there's a Nefesh Bahamas. You have animal instincts. A Teva. Then there's a different Yetzirah. It's from bad habits. If you're macabre yourself a bad habit, it keeps boxing and boxing and boxing, and then you have a new Yetzirah. Something that's man-made. A man-made Yetzirah, that's your own Yetzirah, that's the thing that you made. You have talking and tears to bear. But if you develop on yourself bad habits, that's a different Yetzirah. That's a Yetzirah that you yourself made on yourself. With this Yisod from Abitzel, he explains the Yalkut that says in Kapitel Lamed Beis, it says, Asher nisu pesha, ashrav la'odam shahu gvoya mi pishoy, v'loy pishov gvoya mi menu. Lucky is the person that he's higher than his Avedis, and not if his Avedis are higher than him. In fact, what do you mean your Avedis are higher than you? You're higher than Avedis? Let's make this. So he says, if a person has Avedis, it depends. If your Avedis is because of your Teva, Zenza, okay, you have a problem with your Torah? Okay, we'll see what we can do about it. But if your problem is because of your bad habits, that's your own fault. That's your own fault. Ashrei, lucky is the person that he is higher than his avedis. Fact, you have avedis. But you're higher than your avedis. Not that your avedis are higher than you. If your avedis are higher than you, that means it's a bechina from avedis that you yourself burn yourself. The stifler, somebody once came into the stifler and he said, Rebbe, what should I do? I was maharah, I had a machshava about znus for the eishes ish. So the stifler told him, Shagits! Everybody has Yetzirahs, everybody has Mashavas, but you said it out of your mouth. And he threw him out. What did the stifler want? The guy talking, he asked the stifler, why did he throw him out? Times like this. The stifler, everybody has Yetzirah. Look what someone told me. Yetzirah made animal instincts, a person has an atheist to shlach the zach. Oh, but when you talk about it, that is a Yetzirah that you yourself is bringing on yourself. So he called him a Shagits and he threw him out. If a guy has a problem with his Yetzirah, nu vasalachton, the Yetzirah made a Yetzirah. See, Italian Rabbi Shammah Tishver, it's cool for myself, Ton, him and Tzirik, okay. But a Yetzirah that you yourself bring on yourself, Pustah Shagits. And the stifler threw him out. He didn't want to talk to him. It's been, you have it? Okay, what's the problem? I'm a bus brain stuff, Tzir. And that's the Pshat over here in the Medrash. The Medrash, the Klal Yisrael ties to Rabbi Shammah, what should we do? Well, I'm the Zunkin in the crowd, we have money to get Vedas. And the Medrash tells us the Marshal, what's the Marshal? Somebody that his feet is sunk into the ground, and he has a Masa on top of him, and he's complaining, help, I can't get out. Zotim de Rabbeinu Shalom, you know what? Throw off your Masa, throw off the thing from your shoulders, then you can get out of the blotter. Then you can take your feet out. What's made this? Zot Rabbeinu Shalom, it's a money to get shot in the Medrash. Of course you have problems with Yetzirah, but you have a different problem. You have Taka Tivius to Gazaf, but see, Abe Shadib Ashaf Mita Yetzirah, but then you have a thing that you yourself will guide him on yourself. It's your own bad habits. And that's the pshat in the medish, the peckle on the shoulder. That's a man-made peckle. So the medish, you have a problem with your yetzahara, first get rid of your bad habits. That type of a yetzahara. Once you throw off that yetzahara, then about it, you can get out of your own blood. Of course, you have to go madregevice. But take off first that yetzahara that you yourself made. That's why the Bitzel explains, when somebody starts, in Avodas Hashem, he'll always see that the beginning is moridik matzliach. At the beginning, no, it's a little hard at the beginning, but once he starts, he's matzliach, matzliach, matzliach. Once a gate, mid-amol, it gets hard. And it gets hard to kids this duchblech. Why? What's going on? Adrabi, Vada was going so good, you should go weiter. The tenet is, when you keep going very, very fast, very good, you know what type of yetzahara you're taking off? You're taking off the yetzahara from what? From bad habits. That's easy to capture. Then if you smack down that yetzahara from bad habits, then you have the tibius taking yetzahara. That takes a lot of courage. And that's why a person, many times, when people have Shachas, Avodas Hashem, things go difficult. Adrab, it's a simon that they reach till the regesh, until they knock out the whole Yetzirah from bad habits. And then, then now they have an Ayitzorah. It's their own Teva. That's a Mezundere way. We'll soon see how you're supposed to fight with the Yetzirah of habits and how you're supposed to fight with the Yetzirah of your Teva. But you have to know that. You have two different types of Yetzirahs. One that the Eishta gave you, and one that you yourself, because of your regilas, of your habits you bring on yourself. Now, on the Eitzah that they say in Sevarim, to take off the bad habits, is avoido on that in you. For instance, I'll tell you, Pashuk and Klor, I had a moiridika problem with Lashon Hara. I mean, I'm a little bit vilt, but you can't be massive what I used to be like. And a vilda mensch is very, very free with his tongue. It just keeps on going. And I had a moiridika problem. And I went to have a Gresa Odom Godla, and he told me what I should do. He told me that I have to learn Chavetz Chaim, and I had to learn Chavetz Chaim, I had to take Chavruses, and I spent on it, Mamish, the Ikis, the Dorim for the day, because I had a Chavet, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it, it just kept on going. Until I captured it, and then it became very hard. Here I was Oikis so much Lashon Hara, and then it became Agan Samasa, and I had Chalishas Hadas. Until I took a Sofa and Abyssal, this you saw it. B'siyad d'shmaya, I had the schuz to knock off a lot of my bad habits of Lashon Hara, but still, then came the Teva. That's altogether a different avoidance. So how do you knock off the Teva? If you work in it, you take it seriously, whatever the chetcha, eiza shegiyah, plus the zonish zayin. If you work in it, you can knock off the habit, the yetzer hara from the hergel. But what do you do when you come to the teva? How do you knock off the yetzer hara from teva? I want to tell you a maisa. Is this the right time? No, I can't. It's one of his. I want to tell you a maisa, which with this maisa will serve as a shtickle hab dhamma of the yisod, and how you're supposed to help yourself in capturing both Yetzirahs. You know that this is the Olam HaMaisa. In this belt over here you do Maisa. On Yenevel, when a person leaves this belt, you know, it's just called in English a change of address. It's the same person, except the goof is down here, but your neshama, which is really the Kodesh in you right now, goes up there and they're down the person. There are a lot of different types of onshin. So they have yourself, you can If you don't want to sleep at night, I can tell you a few good disvarim for later. If you sleep on top on earth, then sleep about mamish the oishim. So they start thinking about sleep about care from mamish the kapol. It's a level you can spare that so busy. Mamish was the kamasiyanta amesh. Sometimes a person has such a big chatoyim that they take the person again and they bring him down again on the belt. It's such a bechina, and they make the person do certain mitzvahs on this belt again. They do it in Beis HaKodesh. It's a certain hanhoga. We'll soon get to a little story about it. Rabbi Kiva one day was going with a medrash, the Oizaruah brings it from the Shem, the Ming of Mois Hamar brings it, they say it's a medrash Nachuma, I was looking for it before, I couldn't find it in Nachuma, but the Oizaruah brings it from the Mois Hamar, a second Nishmas Chaim brings it. Rabbi Kiva was once going in a Beis HaKfaris, in a cemetery. And when he was going in the cemetery, he saw a person that had a moiridika dark complexion, a dark, very, very dark complexion, but not a shvatz. This is a vice medrash, a shvatz complexion, was frightful. And he sees the way the person has on himself a ganzer zettel from holtz, a lot of cut wood, and the man is running as fast as a horse. So he saw that this is Tzimishan Amadnazah. So he stelled him up, he told him, stop! And the man says, I can't! And he keeps on running and running and running. And he's running very fast, and Rabbi Kiva says, I'm gazing on you, you should stop! So the man stelled him. So Rabbi Kiva asks him, I never saw such a miner. Someone that should truck such a mu'im, take a big peggle of wood, and he's running with such moiridika spaces, what's going on? He says, if you're an Evan, I can't take your tsar, I'll be poi to you, and you'll be no more an Evan. If you're an Oni, if you're a poor person, I'll make you rich. I don't want to see you have such tsar. So the men wanted to run again. So Rabbi Kiva name, stop. Tell me who you are. He says, I can't stop, because if I stop, they're going to kill me. So he doesn't have a clue. He says, tell me what's going on. So he tells him like this. He's dead. But his oynish is that they bring him down in a goof again. It's frightful. They bring him down in a goof. They take his neshama and they malavish it with a goof. He has to go into the forest. He has to cut off a belt of trees. He has to run to the other end of the forest, make a big fire, and gets into it and gets burnt to death. Again, the next day, weiter. He has to run through the forest, cut down trees, make a riesige fire, and get burnt to death. This is his deal. Rekta Rabbi Kiva, what did you do to burn yourself? Tell me, I prayed it. She says, I can't talk, I have to run, otherwise the bin malachim are going to hit me again. He says, Nain, I want you to tell me. So he says, I used to be a gabbai stoker, not a guy, I used to monine the taxes from the king, and every time there was a rich person, I used to say, don't worry, you can get away with it. You let him get away with it. And a poor person, I used to rob. I used to take away all the money, and I used to kill the poor people, and then I used to split the loot with levity. I says, what else? He says that he was boiled on Naira Malos of Yom Kippur. Is there any Eitzah for you? Do they say the Malach? Do they say there's any Eitzah? He said, I never heard an Eitzah. And they don't want to give me an Eitzah. Well, once I heard that they said that if I have a son, that my son says, Baruch Hu, Hashem Ham Boyah, they'll take away from me all my yamshim. And then fiercely took his zachen and he ran right and right. Rabbi Akiva held him down again. He asks him, what's your name? He says, my name is Akiva. What's your wife's name? Shushmira. He says, yes, did you leave any children? So then he says, no, but I left my wife while she was expecting. And this in this town they did, but there's nothing else I could do. There's nothing I could do. And the guy ran away. And he was running right into the zone. She took his, made his fire, and he has to jump into it. He has no choice. And he gets burned to death with the Yisur again every day. Hit Rabbi Akiva, he sees such a shekach ha-mailer. Why did the Abishim make him see such a mailer? It's coming because he has to help you. Because Rabbi Akiva goes to this and this town, he goes from ear to ear, until he finds that town. You know, those days, there's no maps, until you find, you know, this shekel is state, ear to ear, ear to ear. He's going from one town to another town, until he finally finds the name of that town. And he goes to that town, he asks, is there a person by this name, Akiva? Is there a person that lived in this town, his name was Akiva, and his wife's name was Shishmira? The people tell him, Akiva, Yimach Shemoi. So he says, well, how about his wife? What type of life? Yimach Shemoi, V'zichra Min Ha'olam. So he said, did they leave a son? A son? The person is an Oru, he doesn't do no mitzvahs, and Zim Oish Yishot the kid. So Rabbi Akiva, I want to see the kid. So then, Rabbi Akiva, the girl out there, they're not sure if they shtel for the kid. The kid is not Mashem Gans, not up. He's not Yimal Tonish, he doesn't face up like he is. So then Rabbi Akiva, come, I want to learn with you Torah. That doesn't bug off. He's cooked the head and gets out. Well, what's that? Isn't that saying? He can't get him today. He doesn't want to. But Akiva has to give him a sack of his father. It's like Tatalaita. His father has a very big student. So Dr. Nabakiva tries to be my father this way, that way. Name it over. He's not interested in me alone. He's not interested in learning. Stayed in the Medish of Akiva, fasted 40 days. You hear? You see a snatch. I can't get over it. I'll go to my door to Kanemzik in one crap. He sees somebody be a student and he'll do anything to save him. And he fasted 40 days. And then a Baskal after the 40 day, the 40th day comes out, he says, for such a shake, it's your fasting. Such a shake, it's you want to be besakin? So Rabbi Akiva, hey, yeah, I want to save such a yid. Bezna Shammai, the Rabbi Akiva wants to save such a yid. Okay, lost it. And they made the hearts of the Bocha should change. And the Bocha said, okay, comes to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sits him down and they start learning Krishna. He teaches him Krishna, Bechas Amozim, and Philip. And he takes him into the base medrash. And then when the call, when the chazan said, Bochus Hashem, and he said, he said, Bochus Hashem Ham Voyra, those words. And then he spoke, and Kiva was Makarim into Yiddishkeit. That night, and Kiva gets a cholim, a person comes to mind. A cholim, he says, Rebbe Tanuach Daitcho, your hearts should, your cough and your hearts should be Luyik, you should have a brocha from Luyikate. Why? Because Shetanuach Daiti. You made me rest, the ancient Shabenshi, you should be rest. Rebbe Kiva saved this person from all those shekach. And the shail is, what in the world does this little bacha has to do with his father? If his father was no good, what does that do? If the father was taka, a no goodness, or is cooked in a zelcha, gefelach, oinshim, rachmanu, etzlan, how could the bacha save the father? It's a text like this. The yisod of Yom Kippur and the yisod of tshuva is two words. It's lifnei Hashem. You know that his levels are nuchnias. You say, this boch is a tamachom. Oh, he's really a tamachom. This guy, he's mom's valid. What's the feeling? He taka has a kinyan. He has a shtarker kinyan. He has a gosh shtarker kinyan. The day of Yom Kippur is the day that's lifnei Hashem tetoru. You shtel zechavek lifnei Hashem. And according to how much you shtel zechavek lifnei Hashem, that's how much tetoru you have. Just a blanket thing lifnei Hashem tetoru. And the zinc is down and slachlonim, machalonim, svetachlonim, harmonies, svetlevedim, and thus. The lifnei Hashem, according to how much lifnei Hashem you have, the way your regish is that you're standing lifnei Hashem, that's how much tetori you have. Now, lifnei Hashem has so many levels that somebody that leaves over a child in the veld, that this child says, bows down his head once, and he says, Bochus Hashem ham voyroch, that is also lifnei Hashem. Aye, he was lifted already. What's that have to do with his son now? The Teretz says, because this person left over as that child, that this child is lifnei Hashem. So that's a schus for the father. Why? Because he's also lifnei Hashem. I had such a fine level of lifnei Hashem to the father, but it's lifnei Hashem. According to how much lifnei Hashem you have, that's how much tidy you have. And that's the reason why, that's how this person got the ticket. Why? Because he left over an offspring, a little yingler, that said, Baruch Hashem Hamvoyah. And Baruch Hashem Hamvoyah means you're benching the Rebbeinu Shalom and you're lifnei Hashem. And if you have some sort of lifnei Hashem, then about you have tzitzaru, and you don't have any einshim. Rav Chatzkel once went, Rav Shlomo Volba once went to Rav Chatzkel. And Rav Shlomo Volba is the Zeltz Goyim, the Zeltz Mashkiach today, what's that? And he went to Rav Chatzkel, mom, she was a nothing, it's broken, he has this arvede, he has this midden, this midden, this midden, I can't show you how. So Rav Chatzkel was left. Say, hey, mom, she had to listen to that. Oh, come to my bank for the grace of Mashkiach, the Helik Tzadik Rav Chatzkel, and Rav Chatzkel was left and gone. Talk to him, Rav Chatzkel, my kindy tells him, you're working on the wrong thing. You work on this little chet, on this little chet, on this little chet. That's not the board. Work that there's an Eibishter. Become a lifnei Hashem. Be a person. Believe that there's an Eibishter. Get it bechush that there's an Eibishter, and all your side avodas will fall off. Is Rav Shlomo Volba went to the Bima when he went back to his yeshiva, and he gave a whole shmooze that when you say al chet shachatonu lufenecha betapas shoycha, al chet shachatonu lufenecha beyeta hora, what are you supposed to really have the meridus on? On the aveda? Nay, not on the aveda. Achet shechatanu lifanecha. Lifanecha, you're supposed to be magish lifanecha. When you're magish that I did a chet in front of you, and you put your neshama and your guf, your shtelzach avek, lifnei Hashem, that's the tetaru. When you clap b'achno and you say achet shechatanu lifanecha, when you say the lifanecha, that's your lifnei Hashem tetaru. And according to how much you're magish, the lifanecha, achet shechatanu lifanecha, that's how much lifnei Hashem you have. And according to how much lifnei Hashem you have, that's how much tetaru you have. Yom Kippur is a day you can walk out with a chush gadol. You can walk away with all your bad habits. You can throw them off for day mold. You can throw up your tibias to her, your tibias to gavedus. How? By stelling zich avek lifnei Hashem. According to how much you stel zich, it makes a difference what your asid, whatever your avar was. But if you want to have a gavaldika asid, it depends on how much you stel zich avek lifnei Hashem. I realize it's very, very late to gather. There was a lot more that I wanted to tell you, so I have to cut out a few parts. The Yalka tells us in Yecheskel, it says, Sholu l'chochma. They yist chochma. Listen to this more than Yalka. Nefesh hachatas mahu. They yist the level of chochma. Chochma. Tell us, what do you do if somebody doesn't have Veda? You're a chayte, you get there. Shalul nevuah. They yist the level of nevuah. Chayte, mahu einshay. What's the time of the chayte? Amalei, the nevuah said, Hanefesh achatas he tomus. Hanefesh achatas is going to be misa. It's going to have misa. Shalul teider. They yist teider, teider. What's going to be with the nefesh that doesn't have veda? So he says, Yavi ashem v'yischapaloi. Oh, the teider is your neitzah for a b'shoyi. But here's the Torah. What's the answer for the Mezid? The Torah has no answer. Shalu l'akadosh baruch hu. They ask the Eibishter. Chayte ma'huayn shoy. Omalei yaseh tshuva v'yizchate. A person should do tshuva and he'll have his kapoda. Stel tzach l'kasha. It's such an often a kasha. You mean to tell me that Torah is v'boyin shloim ta'ateh in the himmel? V'ozal l'ton. If you could beat that person, that shalu l'akadosh baruch hu, you know what the answer is? Yaseh tshuva v'yizchate. You'll have a good tshuva and you'll be in yizchate. Why? Because you reach a high level. The level is called Lifnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur, it's a day that you're shul the whole day. Now, we're not used to being in shul the whole day. For some people, it's angishtein tezach. You know, you get nerve-wracking after a while. Of course, there's sometimes where there's breaks. You can stand, you can sit, you do different zachim. But sometimes people will have the regish, it's nerve-wracking. But you can't have that regish. It's one day a year you have it. It's a day that the sun has no shlita. It's a day you can walk up with a chush gadol. What you have to do from the beginning of Yom Kippur, manish from the beginning, from that Shecha Yonu, you have to say b'dmois, that you b'zorcha for to be lifnei Hashem titoru. You have to be magish and set yourself up. And you go b'achno to have that regish that you're standing lifnei Hashem. And you're asking the lifnei Hashem, you're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom, should take away your hargelim, your bad habits. And not only that, but you can be poil on the lifnei Hashem matzim. Even the Eivish should take away your tibias to your yetzahara. On Yom Kippur, there's hafsokas. But Hafsokas isn't the time to sit in the lobby, to sit on the couches. Of course you're fermented, everybody's fermented. But you can't shtel zechot. You have to be a whole day lifnei Hashem. We learned today in Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says, the Takana, that noyigim, you don't leave the shul, you sleep in the shul. Don't sleep next to the rabbis, but you don't leave the shul. What kind of din is this, you don't leave the shul? What kind of din is that? The Teretz is, because the Mishnah Berurah wants, and he brings it down from the Gedolei Achronim, that a person should be Midas, he's standing lifnei Hashem. That's the whole kapara. You're standing lifnei Hashem, and when you lifnei Hashem, you don't leave the Melech's house the whole time. You stay in the Melech's house, the Gansi Yom Kippur, even at night. You don't go to sleep. The Mashkiach doesn't vow for him. He told me he was once one night together with Nagoya Lapyan, Yom Kippur. No, yesterday, how did Nagoya Lapyan, what was his Yom Kippur at night? So he said, Darby got into bed for a place, an hour or two, whatever it was, but with his clothes. He didn't on pajamas, Yom Kippur at night, he gets up on pajamas. But lifnei Hashem, he didn't want to be Mashkiach Das Adegam, from lifnei Hashem. Really, the dag of lifnei Hashem, you can take the whole year. You have to know that the avodah that you put into Yom Kippur is a zriya. It's a planting for the whole year. And you have to be kind of the king of lifnei Hashem. He gave us a shabenshas. Before I'm saying with a bracha like usual, I want to ask everybody from Chilish Teitach, actually that's his chavere, if I hurt anybody's feelings, of course I'm working with everybody. And the din is, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reish Vov, you should learn through the simon. But if you hurt somebody's feelings, you know, between Bochum and Tafat and Dumfries, when you're on your own, there's a certain amount of pressure because your parents aren't with you, so it's not easy. There's a lot of fights and hassles and gedaibas, v'chulu, v'chulu. You should take care of this Ben Adam Lachaveri business before. Yevshu Shebenshus Taka, we should shtel zetzu to lifnei Hashem, and we should have the schiyah to throw off from us our bad habits and the ganze yetzer.